Welcome, everyone, to another deep dive. Today, we're going to get into something that's really, really important for understanding oil and gas. Decline curves.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about, you know, what are they? How do they work? Why do we care? What kind of things can we glean from them?
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Exactly. You know, decline curves, they are sort of like a window into the future of a well's production. You know, and they really help us to understand how that production will decrease over time. So we'll be talking about how these curves are used to forecast future oil and gas production, to make investment decisions, and kind of like just understanding the whole life cycle of a well.
I mean, because this is, you know, this is like the key.
Right.
This is the key, right? We hear about these big discoveries.
Oh, absolutely.
And everybody's all excited, but it's like, okay, you found it. But how much is there?
Exactly.
And for how long? I mean, that's the big question. So,
yeah, and that's where these decline curves come in.
Yeah, these curves help us figure that out. So can you walk us through like an example? Like how do these decline curves actually play out in the real world? Like,
you know? Sure, yeah, definitely. So imagine we have an oil well that's just been drilled, right? It's brand new. It starts producing at a really high rate.
Okay.
That's the initial production, right? We're all excited. But over time, that production rate will start to decrease. That's natural. And the rate at which it decreases, that's what we plot on this decline curve.
So it's not like it doesn't just stop.
Right, exactly.
It slowly goes down.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a gradual decline. So, for instance, we can look at the Kern River oil field in California.
Okay.
This was discovered way back in the late 1800s. Now, initially, it saw a very steep decline in production, which is typical.
Oh, really?
You know, it's typical for early oil fields.
Yeah.
But then something really interesting happened. Operators started injecting steam into the reservoir. And this did something really cool. It heated up the heavy oil.
Wow.
Making it flow more easily.
Okay.
And this actually dramatically slowed down that decline rate and extended the life of the field for decades.
Really? For decades?
Yeah.
Just from pumping steam down there?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so it became a textbook example of how we can manipulate reservoir conditions to affect these decline curves.
Right, and ultimately, it's money, right? It's all about how much.
Exactly, yeah.
How much can you produce and how much can you, you know, sell?
It's the economics of the project.
So, okay, so there's different types of these curves.
Right.
Right, it's not just one size fits all.
Yeah.
So what are the main ones that people look at?
Yeah, so there are several types, and each of these kind of has its own unique characteristics, and it tells us a bit of a different story. So you have something called hyperbolic decline.
Okay.
And this is really common in the early stages of production when rates drop quickly, you know, so it's a steep decline.
Oh, so like a new well might be more hyperbolic?
Exactly.
And then it kind of flattens out or something.
It can, yeah. Then you have something called exponential decline, which is a more gradual and sustained decrease, so less steep.
Okay.
And then you have something called harmonic decline, which represents an even slower rate of decline.
Wow. Okay.
And these different models, analysts use them to try to best fit.
So you have to pick the right one.
You do, yeah. You got to pick the right model based on the data.
Okay. Okay. So what's the importance for an investor? Like how does knowing about these decline curves help someone make an investment decision?
Sure, yeah. That's a great question. So by analyzing the shape of the decline curve,
okay,
and using these models, you know, picking the right one, experts can estimate some really key metrics like what we call EUR, which stands for estimated ultimate recovery.
Okay.
And that's basically how much oil or gas we think we can get out of the reservoir in total.
Yeah.
And then even more importantly, you know, we can use this information to calculate what's called the net present value of the project, or NPV.
Right, and that's kind of telling you if it's even worth it or not.
Exactly. Yeah, is this a good investment?
Right, right.
So, for example, a steeper decline curve, that usually means a shorter lifespan for the well,
okay,
potentially lower returns, and a flatter curve might suggest a longer producing life.
Gotcha.
And maybe greater profitability, but
So it's a tool to kind of like try to predict the future.
In a way, yeah.
But obviously you can't predict the future.
Of course, exactly. And it's important to remember that these curves are powerful tools, but they're based on assumptions and on projections, and there's always uncertainty in these predictions, so it's crucial to consider the limitations.
You got to look at the whole picture.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're not just betting on one curve.
Right.
You're looking at you know, all the other factors too.
All the other.
Yeah, this has been fascinating. I think I have a way better grasp of this whole concept of decline curves.
Good, good.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, all of you listening, you know, next time you see some big news about a new oil or gas discovery, think about those decline curves.
Yeah.
Think about, you know, how much is really there and how long is it really going to last?
Absolutely.
And we'll see you in the next deep dive.
Sounds good.